Bianca Christian isn't your typical young person aging out of foster care. She scored 25 on the ACT and was headed to college. With the help of her transitional living specialist, Christian chose University of Tennessee, Knoxville. But then in her freshman year, she got pregnant and she didn't know what to do. So she contacted her transitional living specialist.
She helped me a lot with deciding what I wanted to do as far as to move back to Memphis or to stay in Knoxville because there was a big decision.
Now Christian is 20 and studying to be a child psychologist at University of Memphis. She also has a 10-month-old baby boy, and they just moved into their own apartment. Mark Courtney is the lead researcher of the Midwest Study, a longitudinal study that followed 700 former foster care youth from the time they were 17 until 26. He says about a quarter in the study are struggling parents.
In the sense that very few of them have a high school diploma. Very few of them have work experience. About three-quarters of them are relying on some kind of public assistance. And so they're parenting, but they're doing it under very difficult circumstances. And that's becoming, in many ways, the defining characteristic of their young adulthood.
Kira Baskerville gave birth to Dakarion the summer before her senior year of high school. She's now 19. Kira entered the transitional living program during her senior year. Lydia Dunlap is Kira's transitional living specialist.
So she graduated, and that's kind of where her struggle began with housing. And because when you're not in foster care anymore and you've graduated from high school, those benefits are cut off.
We stop in front of Kiera's great-grandmother's house in Fraser, where she and Dakarion are staying. Dunlap rings her, and she comes out and jumps into the front seat. Earlier in the day, Kiera achieved a major milestone. She signed a lease for her first apartment. Kiera is shy, she's on public assistance, raising a 3-year-old, and has been living with various relatives since graduating high school. She says she's been looking for an apartment for about a year, and today is
the best day so far.
Kiera and I usually work in the car because we usually have an errand or something to run, like today's MLGW, turning the lights on, getting the key to her apartment, that sort of thing. And we usually talk in the car about different things that are going on in Kiera's life. Today, one of the things that we are going to address is budgeting skills and kind of talking about what the essentials are for as far as furniture, pots and pans, kitchenware, cleaning supplies, what she needs to start in her very first apartment.
As we start heading toward the utility company, the session begins.
All right, Kiera. Now, with your family's first money and your food stamps, how much do you get altogether?
I don't know how much for food stamps yet, but family's first, I get $142 a month.
Okay. So this month, with all of your family's first money and the food stamps that you got $300 this month. Is that correct?
Excuse me.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about is monthly expenses.
After Kiera gets her utilities turned on, we head to her new apartment in Whitehaven. Kiera says she chose to live in Whitehaven for more opportunity. It's on the bus line, and there are more job prospects. Since 1999, Youth Village's Transitional Living Program has assisted 4,500 young people in the Southeast and Massachusetts. And their outcomes are much better than those in the Midwest study. Most end up living on their own, working, or in school within a year or so. Since I met Kiera, she's secured daycare for her son and is now looking for work. For WKNO News, I'm Candace Ledlow.